Saint Stephen, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we have just celebrated the feast of the Nativity of Jesus Christ, and by humbling himself, Jesus showed us how we must also humble ourselves. God had no obligation whatsoever to be born as a weak child in a manger, but he wanted to do that. And likewise, he had no obligation to be cruelly tortured and die on the cross. But for the sake of love towards us and for desire of our redemption, he wanted to be born, to suffer and then die. And he did this because of our redemption, for love towards us, but also that he would show us an example how we might also sacrifice our lives, if necessary, for the sake and redemption of others. And therefore, just this day after Christmas Day, the Church designates us the great model and example of a man who did exactly what Jesus wanted all men to do. That is, he humbled himself and denied some privileges, or denied even his own life, for the sake of love, love towards his fellow men, that they also might be cured from their blindness and come into the refreshing laver of redemption, which had Jesus poured on the cross through his precious blood. That person, of course, is Saint Stephen, the very first martyr of the Church. Saint Stephen began that glorious line of thousands and thousands of people, men and women, children and adults, people from all classes of society, and also people completely outside of human societies. That is the glorious company of martyrs. All the way, beginning from Saint Stephen, all the way until Saint Maria Goretti in the 20th century, the Church has had all these great witnesses that it is always the best solution and the best choice which you can make in life, that you profess Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. Truly, mankind or none of us would have any hope of salvation, or like Saint Stephen, one day to look up and see sky and see the heavens opened with our own eyes, and to be received by our dear Redeemer himself into the heavenly glory. That hope would be non-existent, totally gone, if Jesus had not been first chosen to humble himself. And by doing some extra works of penance in our lives, like doing a fasting or abstaining, or going to extra time on church during the week, all these little sacrifices which we make, they bring us closer to heaven. But the greatest sacrifice which we can ever make is to sacrifice our own will. Because of original sin, we are always so tempted to follow our own desires. For example, if some of our fellow men, if they say very bad and nasty things about us, or they hurt our feelings in some other way, we always tend to think about our rights and the vindication of our rights first, instead of following the humble example of our Redeemer, to pray for our persecutors and forgiving them. So the example of Saint Stephen is a very great for us, not only that he was so brave in sacrificing his own life, but that he always wanted the best for his fellow men, notwithstanding what might be right or correct or just, that is, that they might be put to death for the taking away innocent life. If we imitate Saint Stephen, not only in his courageousness, but also, first of all, in his forgiveness and his charity towards our neighbor, we truly can become martyrs, at least in spirit, martyrs who have followed our humble Redeemer in sacrificing our will and thinking always God's rights, God's love, and God's mercy first. And in this way acting, we have also that great hope that one day, whichever day it might be, sooner or later, we also may, with our own eyes, see heavens opened and our dear Redeemer Jesus waiting for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.